If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
Well, Greene County Tech won the tip to start this game, and they're already on the board. Jake Poland hit a shot of 3 up near the top. It bounced around and dropped in. So up 3-0 as we are 45 seconds into this contest. Gilbert with the ball on the left, on the up at the top. Throws over on the left side to McGee. Up top to Matusiak. Over to Gilbert. Down low to Jones. Tries to throw it out and finally is controlled by Proctor. Ball goes down to McGee. Out to Matusiak, who dribbles out to the low block. Now dribbles out to the left corner. Now his pass is knocked away. Ball is loose and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Mountain Home's first possession of the night turns into a turnover. 6:57 left in this opening quarter. Greene County Tech with a early 3-0 lead. Eagles with the ball. Golden Eagles with the ball moving left to right here in this first half. Ball goes down to Bolin on the corner. Just outside the paint. Now he drills down into the paint. Finds a cutting. Kyler Morris going down into the lane for the layup. Good, and it's 5-0 Tech. 6:38 left in this first quarter. Wyatt Gilbert looking to get into the front court. It's a full court man-to-man for the Golden Eagles. Ball goes over to Matusiak on the left wing. Up top to Proctor. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Up top to McGee. McGee finds Jones in the lane for the easy layup. Good. And now Tom gets on the board with the layup from Matt Jones off the assist from Jake McGee. 5-2, Tech leading it with 6:10 left in this opening period. Ball goes over on the right side to Bolin. Bolin's going to drill down to the lane, going in for the layup with 2 defenders on him. He gets it. Jake Bolin with 5 early points. 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Yes, it was. Okay, so it will be it will be Bomber basketball. The Tech was lining up like they were going to throw it in, but it was off the fingertips of the defender. So Mountain Home inbound. McGee inbounds on the baseline to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane. Kicks out to Matusiak on the right side. Down the corner goes to McGee. McGee will dribble out to the wing. Throws it down to Jones in the right corner. He's being double-teamed. Finds McGee cutting into the lane. His layup is blocked, but he also draws contact. He'll be heading to the free throw line with 4:06 left in this first quarter. The foul is on Jake Bolin. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 1 against the Golden Eagles. McGee's first free throw is up and in, his first point of the night. Reed Ellison checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Luke Proctor. Ellison, a junior for the Bombers. McGee's second free throw rolls around and finally drops in. Boy, just hung on that rim, and then finally you fell through. It's 9-4, Tech with the ball and the lead. Mountain Home in a half-court man-to-man. Ball's with Morris. He dribbles down to the lane, now kicks out to Bolin on the left side. He puts up another 3, good, and Jake Bolin already with 8 points in this contest. 12-4, Tech leading it with 3:46 left in the first quarter. Gilbert getting it into the front court, dribbling up at the top. Throws over on the left side to McGee. Now gives it up top to Ellison. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It hits the rim. No good. The rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Jared Nolan. Back come the Golden Eagles. Here's Morris quickly in the front court. Throws it up top to Wilkerson. Now ball goes down on the low block to Burnett. He's going to put up the layup. Good. Cash Burnett with his first 2 points. And it's already a double-digit lead for the Golden Eagles with 3:10 left to play in this opening quarter. 14-4 our score. Gilbert in the front court. He has on the left wing. And now, they stopped play because something fell off from the Greene County Tech bench onto the floor. So they had to stop play and get that picked up. George Smith and Benji Goodman both checking in for Greene County Tech, replacing Cash Burnett and Hunter Wilkerson. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. He has it between the circles. Throws over to Jones on the right side. Jones dribbles down to the corner. Now kicks out on the wing to Matusiak. Up top now to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the left wing. Now he's going down to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points of the night. 14-6, Tech leading it, 2:40 left. Back quickly come the Golden Eagles. Here is Goodman dribbling out to the left side. Now ball goes down on the low block to George Smith. His jumper will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. He's quickly back the other way. 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Gilbert dribbling down into the lane. Kicks out to Matusiak, to McGee. He finds Gilbert in the paint for the turnaround jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 4 quick points, and it's back to a two-possession game, 14-8, Tech leading it. And that didn't last long because George Smith was found in the lane by himself going in for the easy reverse layup. Good. A little over 2 minutes left in this first quarter, 16-8, Golden Eagles leading it. Here's Gilbert back in the other way, going down into the right corner. Now drills into the lane, finds McGee there. He puts up the layup, will not go. The rebound's controlled by Tech, but, McGee almost had the steal, but they're going to call him for the reach-in foul. Luke Proctor's going to check back in, replacing Matt Jones. And Tech has a few substitutions as well. Hunter Wilkerson is checking back in, as is Kyler Morse. That foul was Jake McGee's first personal foul, by the way, 13th foul against Mountain Home. Ball goes down to Wilkerson just outside the lane. Throws up top to Smith. Now Goodman has it there at the top. Throws over on the right side to Morris. Morris dribbling down towards the right elbow. Now throws it up top to Goodman. Ball goes over on the left side to Bolin. Now down to the right corner to Smith. Smith's going down into the lane. Now kicks it up top to Wilkerson. Wilkerson's going to go down into the lane for the layup. Good. Hunter Wilkerson with 4 points. Back to a double-digit lead for the Golden Eagles. 18-8 our score with 1:12 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over to McGee on the left wing. McGee takes the screen, picks up his dribble, throws it up top to Proctor. Now Proctor's going to go down into the lane, picks up his dribble, throws it to Matusiak down in the corner, out on the wing to McGee. Now near the top to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Less than a minute left in this first quarter. Gilbert will dribble down to the corner, trying to get some space between him and his defender. He blew by his defender, but from behind, he has his layup blocked by his defender, and Tech comes up with the basketball. Here is Morris down the other way, going to Bolin in the right corner. Bolin's going to drill down to the lane. He's going to go in for the lean-in, but he's called for shuffling his feet before he gets the shot up, and that'll be Tech's first turnover of the night. Kyler Morris checking back out as he's replaced by Jared Knoll for Greene County Tech. So Tech turns over for the first time tonight with 38.9 seconds left. 18-8, Golden Eagles leading it. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. We'll walk it into the front court. Again, it's a full court man-to-man for Greene County Tech. Ball goes over into the front court to McGee on the left side. Up top now to Ellison. Over on the right side to Matusiak. Up top to Gilbert. Over to McGee on the left. Up top to Matusiak. 17 seconds left. Gilbert has it now between the circles. Throws over to McGee on the left. Back up top to Gilbert, just inside that half-court line. 8 seconds left now. Gilbert throws to McGee, back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble to the left corner with 4 seconds left. His fadeaway, no good. Mountain Home gets offense rebound. They can't get the shot put back up before time expires, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes of play are in the books. Our score, 1, Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 18-8. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!